The Artist's Way by Julia Cameron. It is my experience, both as an artist and as a teacher, that when we move out on faith into the act of creation, the universe is able to advance. It's a little like opening the gate at the top of a field irrigation system. Once we remove the blocks, the flow moves in. Again, I do not ask you to believe this. In order for this creative emergence to happen, you don't have to believe in God. I simply ask you to observe and note this process as it unfolds. In effect, you'll be midwiving and witnessing your own creative progression. Creativity is an experience, to my eye, a spiritual experience. It doesn't matter which way you think of it, creativity leading into spirituality or spirituality leading to creativity. In fact, I don't make a distinction between the two. In the face of such experience, the whole question of belief is rendered obsolete. As Carl Jung answered the question of belief late in his life, "I don't believe, I know." The following spiritual principles are the bedrock on which creative recovery and discovery can be built. Read them through once a day and keep an inner ear cocked for any shifts in attitudes or beliefs. Basic principles. 1. Creativity is the natural order of life. Life is energy, pure creative energy. 2. There is an underlying, indwelling creative force infusing all of life, including ourselves. 3. When we open ourselves to our creativity, we open ourselves to the Creator's creativity within us and our lives. 4. We are, ourselves, creations, and we, in turn, are meant to continue creativity by being creative ourselves. 5. Creativity is God's gift to us. Using our creativity is our gift back to God. 6. The refusal to be creative is self-will and is counter to our true nature. 7. When we open ourselves to exploring our creativity, we open ourselves to God, good, orderly direction. 8. As we open our creative channel to the Creator, many gentle but powerful changes are to be expected. 9. It is safe to open ourselves to greater and greater creativity. And 10. Our creative dreams and yearnings come from a divine source. As we move toward our dreams, we move toward our divinity.